Okay, boys, we're starting a brand new perek today. Top of Daf Tes, Zok the Mishnah. Hareini nozim and hagroi grois umin hadvela. Person said something very, very strange. Excuse me. As we know, it says in the pasuk, Mikola shei osim migefen hayayin, mechatzanim viadzog lo yoichel. The whole basis of Naziris, vis-a-vis eating and drinking, all is, of course, vis-a-vis grapes and grape juice and wine. And this person made Naziris from groigris and dvela. Groigris are dried out figs. Dvela is a cake of pressed figs. But it's all figs. So what status does that have? You're making a Naziris from figs?
Zero lechayda.
Exactly. And Robert, what you're saying is exactly like Beis Hillel. You are in the Beis Hillel camp. But before we get there, we have to have Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai oimrin nazir. Beis Shammai says it is a good naziris. Beis Hillel says ain't a nazir. Says gunish mit gunish. It's meaningless. What are the svaras of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel? We're going to see more about that in the Gemara, but we can take a quick look at the Mefarish at the top of the Amud on the right hand margin. Says the Mefarish. Beis Shammai oimrin nazir. The kivan the Omar hareini nazir. Chalei nazir. As soon as he said those magic words, hareini nazir. Boom, he's a nazir. V'chihoda v'omer min agroigis min advela layom omer klum. Those words already are totally meaningless, and so therefore they fall away, and he is a nazir gomor for the next 30 days with all standard, normal hilchas naziris. V'beisilvayim em ena nazir dekimen di omer min agroigis loy shayich shum naziris v'groigis udvela. Beisil doesn't automatically divide it down the middle like Beis Shammai. Oh, hareini nazir, ich ben a nazir. Beisil allows for the Mefarish, or the Mefarishim of what he adds on. I'm not just a nozim, I'm a nozim in a droigris or in a dvela. Tusach gunish mit gunish. And therefore, leishayich shem naziris, and that's why it's zero. But getting back to our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda had a different version of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Av kish omer Beis Shammai le omru, ele ba'omer harihein olai karban. Vos meintos. Rabbi Yehuda says that according to Beis Shammai, there's no question that he is not a nozir. What he might be, according to Beis Shammai, is a nodur. Nodur means that he's made an effective neder vis-a-vis the groigis and the vela. He's not allowed to eat from the figs. How will I know? I have to ask him. I'll say to him, Mr. Hareini Nozir man, what did you mean when you said mena groigis mena vela? If he says that I wanted to take upon myself a neder not to eat groigis and the vela, that will be effective. Why did he use this funny lotion of nazir? So the Tosfos says because the word nazir, although in our minds, nazir means someone who has excluded himself from drinking wine and all the hilchas naziris. But in Hebrew, the word nazir really to go is to be mafresh yourself, to go and separate yourself. And therefore, what he's saying is, I wanted to separate myself from eating groigis and the vela, and I used kind of a fancy Hebrew term. I could have said hareini mavdil, hareini mufrash, koinim. Sure, I could have used all the normal terms, but then we would have nothing to learn about. So that's why Rabbi Yehuda says, you have to ask the fellow. Now, how do we know all this? So if we look at the Rosh, on the left-hand margin, from the very beginning, hareini nozim and hagroigis, b'shami yom harzei nozim, b'gimor b'farish taimah, Omer Yehuda, that's our Yehuda. Av kisha omru Beis Shammai le omru ela bi oimer hare hein olai korban. When do we say that Beis Shammai said anything that has any legal ramifications? When he says hein olai korban. Toloi nechleku Beis Shammai Beis Hillel inyan nozir. The moide Beis Shammai toloi have a nozir. There's no question he's not a nozir. I had kizok minet kores minet vela. Toloi nechleku ela bi oimer. Believe me, hoya shiyu hagroigris olai karban. When does Beis Shammai disagree with Beis Hillel? When we ask him, what did you mean when you said hareini nozim and hagroigris? Oh, what I meant was that this should be a karban. In other words, it should be a koinim olai. Then Beis Shammai sabri, to have inodr min hagroigris. Beis Hillel sabri, to have inodr als kunish mit kunish. So comes the
machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, as far as the fact that he said he connected his dibur on the groigrois that he's not a nozir.
That's right. According to Reb Yehuda, it's unanimous. He's definitely not a nozir.
Is this a conclusion of the Mishnah, or is a
no? It's a machlokes. It's a machlokes in the Mishnah.
It's a separate view.
The Tanakhama of our Mishnah holds that there is a machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel as to what the legal status of this person is. That according to Beis Shammai is a nozir. According to Beis Hillel, he's nothing. Says Rabbi Yehuda, Tanakhama, I disagree. Even according to Beis Shammai, there is no nazirus. Nazirus is off the table. The only thing that you can say is, according to Beis Shammai, if after he makes his Naziris statement, we ask him, what did you really have in mind? Did you want to be a Nozer for the next 30 days and then have to go and refrain from drinking wine and going to the Beis HaChaim and not being with Tam of the Mason and not taking haircuts? Ah, come on, that's not what I meant. I meant I don't want to eat Groyders and Tveila. That's what I said. I don't want... Oh, that's what you meant? Fine. You become a Nozer, you can't eat Groyders and Tveila. Why does the Tanakhama disagree? Continues the rush for Tanakhama Sober. Since the magic word gesundheit, he used harei nozer. So he is a nozer after all. The nozer loy have, and he does not become a nozer. Avagav the omer the loho ichaven. Even though he said, that's what I meant. Dvarim shebelev einam dvarim hoyul v'mashana masha hoytzi mipiv. Since he said such funny words, nozir, min agrois, min adveila, I didn't mean this, I mean, you said the word nozir. When you say the word nozir, you automatically branded a nozir, like the mafarish said at the top. As soon as he said the words, hareini nozir, boom, he's a nozir. Then you start saying, grois, adveila, adveila, grois, the Tanakhama says, forget about that. Those words are already meaningless. Like the mafarish says, liya makluk, this is garnished. Says Rabbi Yehuda, I respectfully disagree, because the word nozer lends itself not only strictly to naziris, it also means hafrasha. If you look at the second toisis here, Om Rabbi Yehuda Afkish Om Rabbi Shammai, go halfway down, v'im toima, v'iyu nozer ko'oma, et chizuk nozer, v'ichi yen nozer, how could it be a nozer? V'yishloima de nozer loshen hafrasha, v'kilu omar hareni porish min agroigers. Ah, so that's what Rabbi Yehuda holds. But although he used the word nozer, nozer has many definitions, including that I want to separate myself from eating gregus and tveil. That's all I meant. How do I know that's what I asked him? What did you have in mind? I had in mind not to go and eat gregus and tveil. No, oy basoy. So it becomes Harry Lang Korban, becomes like a koinim, and he's a nozer min agregus min tveil. So kum to chois. We have a machloikis now Tanakhama. And Rabbi Yehuda, according to Tanakhama, Beis Shammai holds he's a nozer, Beis Hillel holds he's zero. Rabbi Yehuda says, everybody agrees that he's not a nozer. The only question is, whether he's also a nodur. Says Rabbi Yehuda, yes, he is a nodur according to Beis Shammai. Once again, according to Beis Hillel, it's zero. Yes?
According to Tanakhama, Beis Shammai, when he says he's a nozer, he's a nozer from, in the classic sense.
Classic sense.
And mutter be grogus and tevela?
Total.
Or,
total.
So the grogus and tevela is completely deleted from his statement.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Deleted, omitted, it folds away. Look at the Lashon HaMafarish again. The kimen the omer reini nozer chalein zeros. V'chihod the omer grogus and tevela, li omer klum. Deleted, omitted, zero, ka'afadar.
Why, according to Basila, this is not a neder?
Because we're going to be, well, we're going to see in Miat Hashem, if you look at the very last line of the Amud,
yes,
you'll see it says, Beisul pointish le his nadiv kiderechach misnadvim. You want to become a nozer, you have to use Lashon Nazir.
Yes.
You want to become a nodur, you have to Lashon of Nader. The Lashon of Nader would be Karabin, it would be Koinim Alai, Oyser Alai.
He didn't use Lashon of Karabin.
Exactly. He didn't use any of those magic. No Lashon of Nader. That's correct. Yes. B'metrim, we'll see the Gemara is going to develop all these thoughts in greater detail. Zok Dimar, Harini Nozim and Agreesman, Dvela B'Shami, Omer Nozim, word for word like a Mishnah. Frank Dimar Vamai, doesn't it say in the Pasuk, Mikol HaSheyosim, Migefen, Ayayim, Mechatanim, Yadog, Lo Yoichal, every Chede Yingle knows that what's Pshat in a Nozir, a Nozir means Migefen, Ayayim. And this person said, Min Agreesman, Min Dvela, Zdach Dvorim, B'Telim, V'Vutolim, I don't understand. When a person says something, even though it's not exactly the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu meant in the Torah, but if his kavana was good and it's close enough, we accept it. Where does Rebbe Meir say this? For instance, if a person says, he takes this bottle of seltzer and he says, Eirich seltzer zeh olai. Eirich. What does Eirich mean? I thought Erchen only applies to people, like you have in the parish of Erchen. Depending on the gender, depending on the age, that's the amount that he has to go and give to the Gizbar, the Beis HaMikdash, because he went and made, he participated in Erchen. But can you go be Marach a Kli? No, there's no such thing as Erchen of a Kli. Is there an Erchen of a Behema? No, it's got to be an Erchen of a person. Yet, Remeir says, if a person says, Erch Kli Zer Olai, he has to give the demay, he has to go and give the value of the kli. No, that's not, by Erchen it doesn't work that way. If a person happens to be between the age of 30 and 50, and he happens to be a male, it makes no difference whether he's a rocket scientist, whether he happens to be the Gadol Hador, or whether he happens to be a schlepper. But the Torah gives specific amounts. It has nothing to do with damim. Says Beis Shammai, says Remeir, I agree, Havada, that's what it says in the Torah by people, but since the words Erech Kli Zeh Olai really have no meaning, and the person presumably meant something by his words, Ein Odom Moitzei Dvaro Batala, and that's why I'm assuming here too, just like over there, he used the term Erechen, but we interpret it as the word Domin, you have to pay the value of that Kli to the Beis HaMikdash. Here too, when he says Harein Nozmi, the Kregis Benevela, even though this is silliness, he should have said, Harini Nozir, period. Harini Nozir Migefer Hayayin. Nevertheless, we will take his words, Harini Nozir, Ein Oda Moitzvur Vatola, and he becomes a Nozir after all. That whenever a person says something, you look at the full statement, not just at the beginning. Now, this Beis Hill, or this Rabbi Yossi, is not talking about the Erchen case. A brand new case, and that's the case that we keep on quoting from time to time. Right? And if this person says, Hare Olai, Hare, you're right, Hare Ze Oila, Hare Ze Shlam. So according to the first man, the Yamar, as soon as he says Hare Ze Oila, becomes an Oila. It can't become a Shlam because once it has Kedusha, it's Oila, can't become a Shlam. Rabbi Yossi says, no, that if in fact the person intended that it should be both Oila and Shlam, the reason why he said Hare Ze Oila, Hare Ze Shlam, because a person cannot go and say two diburim at the same time. It's not like Kaviyochel and Baruch Shlom. It's a zocher b'shama b'dibur echad. And so, therefore, migmar dvarim odem nitfas. This animal now gets both kedushas oila and kedushas shlamim. Avadi can go be makrav an animal for both an oila and a shlamim. Therefore, you have to wait until it gets a mum, and then you'll sell the animal and you take half of the money, use it for an oila, and you use half of the money for a shlam. So, therefore, says Imar Beis Hill holds like Rabbi Yossi. Bigmar dvarim odem nitfas. So, don't just look at the magic words hareni nozir that Beis Shammai and Rabbi Meir said. Oh. As a nazir, look at the conclusion of his words, which was minagroigus and a metvela, says Igmar v'hai neder u'pischoi imayhu. This is like a neder and a pesach charata. Meaning, we're not talking about a pesach that he went to the bezin to go and be shoyl, but rather, as he said already, nazir, he had a change of heart. He was mischaret, and he said, "No, I don't want to be here." 30 days not to drink any wine, not to drink any grapes. Just, how am I going to make Kiddush? How am I going to have Dollar? What happens to Chas V'Shalom if there's a Levi that I have to go to? I just can't do that. And my hair is long enough as it is. We need a haircut. So what did he do? So immediately, Chaptarayim, Minagorgis, and Minadvela. And that was the intent to go and undo and unravel the Naziris that he just took upon himself. This, of course, is an expression. Because Pischoi Imoi normally would be that you go to the Bezin and they find a Pesach, or he says, I am mischaret. Here the Gemara uses it as a Lashon HaMushal, it's a barred Lashon, to go and say that the additional words, Menagorgis Mitzvah, was to negate the Hareni Nozir that he said a moment ago, and therefore the whole thing is now off the table, it's meaningless. Yes?
Usually when we have Rabbi Yossi saying the Gemara Devar of Adam Nitpas, and we have a mayor, Ramir doesn't say Engel Mutzvah, he says Tophus Lashon Rishon.
Correct.
And they're not exactly,
because these are two separate cases. Ramir in Engel Mutzvah is not talking about our case of the Reni Oila. I told you, Harize Oila. Okay. He's talking about, he says, Ein Erech, he said, Erech Kli Zolai. All the Mepharim, if you want to look at the third choices, Ein Odom Mutzvah Vatola, Nechliku Be'erchen, Bo'imer Erech Kli Olai, Dein Erechen Lekli. There's no such thing as Erech Kli. Rabban and Patri Le Meklov. Gunish, he said in the Dvorim B'Tehle. The Meir Pali V'Yomar Odom Yedesh Ein Erech Kli. Come on, everybody knows no Erech Kli. The Gomvi Omal Hashem Domim, the Noisim, the Meakli language, if you know the Moisim, what's all? Hachanami. Or the Meadesh and Naziris, big Gregors, come on now. Gregors and Naziris. The Gomvi Omal Hashem Naziris, yay, the Meisil, some of the Kurdios, and we want one of them. Vahai Nader Upischa Imahu. The Rabbi Yossi is talking about the other case, Tumuras Oyla, Tumuras Shlom. Tirachi Tosai, Timor, Chatsi, Dimari, Oyla, and Chatsi, Mer, Shlom. Vachanam, Big Mar, Dvorim, She, Omer, Groigas, Nitvas, Vekim, and Shein, Nazir, Big Groigas. Loi, Haven, Nazir. Ah, Gav, Gadu, Tchilo, Omer, Haredi, Nazir. Chozer, Betoich, Kedei, Dibor, Mi, Omer, Mi, Groigas. Big Mar, Dvorim, Odom, Nitvas, Kilo, Nodar, Ubsek, Dei, Dibor, Motza, Pesach, Loi, Vichar, Rota, he was Mischari, he said, I don't want to be a Nazir. So he made his own Pesach Neder by annulling it by Torchei Deidibur. The Chori could have made it easy, could have said, Harei Nozer. No, I don't want to be a Nozer. But for some reason, he shepherded to see the words, he appended the words, Menagroigus Menazela, that automatically undoes the whole thing, and therefore is Gunish Mikhoish. Jogti Gemara. The Chori, the Smora of Beisul, is taka very, very good. He started off already knows it, but Batoich Kedei Dibur, he said, Mina Groigas Mina Dveil, and that undoes it. Beishamai Nami, Neder Pischa Imaihu. Why doesn't he subscribe to what Beis Hillel says? El Beishamai Sabi Lokir Emeir, the Omer Ein Odom Moitzit Volavatol, like we said before. Vikim the Omer Ein Knows Havli Knows It, like we saw at the top in the Mefarish. As soon as you say the words Ein Knows It, he's a Knows It. Ki Ka Omer Mina Groigas Mina Dveil, I agree to Beis Hillel's Svara, that it's like a neder pischa imoy, and therefore using these words, he was intending to be shoyl. Again, real shoyl on a neder means to go to the bezin. Here, however, using it as a lashon hamushal, a barred lashon, lichuli hu tekasi, he wants to undo it. Sham l'tamay diamri ein sheila behegdish. As you recall, we had this back in the Dorim as well. The Bishamay says you can be shoyl on Nidorim, but not on Hegdish. Why can't you be shoyl on Hegdish? Because he holds once you make your Makdish something that's already irreversible, you can't go and change it. That being the case, says Beishama, the Kivan, the Ain Shayla Behegdish, Ain Shayla Benaziris, you can't be shoyl on Naziris either. Why not? Because since Naziris is Kodosh Yia Gadol Peres Arosha, oh, it's also an Indian of Kedusha. So then it becomes like a subset of Hegdish. Just like you can't be shoyl on a hegdish, you can't be shoyl on Naziris. If you're wondering where did we have Beis Shammai in the Dorim Ein Shoyl of the Hegdish, the Gemara was saying we have Zeh HaDover in Matos, we have Zeh HaDover by Shchut Echutz. We asked according to Beis Shammai, what do you do with the Zeh HaDover by Shchut Echutz? So we, those that disagree with Beis Shammai, say that you learn Zeh HaDover to go and tell you that just like Shchut Echutz, you have Har Nevon of Chol Yisrael, that they can go and Chol Yisrael. So here too, by Nedarim Zeh HaDover, you can go import Chol Yisrael for purposes of having a rabbinical panel. It doesn't have to be mumchim, gedoylim, even three hadyoites are enough for a bezin to go be matinated. Why does it say by Shchut Echutz, why do you have to have the Zeh HaDover? Oh, to go and tell you that just like by Nedarim, you can go and be shoyl ala neder. Rashi and Matas, you go to the Yochin Mumcher. Here too, you can also be shoyl ala hegdish by shchut echutz by ikodshim. And in fact, you remember we had the ram that you can go and be shoyl, you can be shoyl lemafreya to remove the isr shchut echutz. That after he shechted b'chutz, what did you do, you imbecile? You have a din of kares now shchut echutz. Oh, I didn't know. I didn't realize. Goes quickly to the bezin. Oh, you know what I did? Okay. Do you have charata? Yeah. Would you have done it had you known that? I have nach. Shalom. Mutalach, mutalach. So you just shechted an animal outside in the street, but no shchut echutz. Ah, but Beis Shammai doesn't agree to that. Says the Gemara over there. What does Beis Shammai do then with the Rashi Amatois and the Zeh HaDover? The Gemara says he doesn't learn the Gzeir Shov and Zeh HaDover. But that's where it came up, where the Gemara said, according to Beis Shammai, ain Sheila Behegdish. Since no Sheila Behegdish, then no Sheila is Naziris. So the Gemara says, really, what you said really makes so much sense. Beis Hill is gerecht when a person says Harei Nozer, and then he appends to it Menagroigus Menadveila Betoich Kedei Dibur. He's not annulling himself, self annulment, because of a regret on his neder. Says Beis Shammai, in theory, I agree with that, but since there's Allah, ain't Sheila ben Naziris. That's why it doesn't work. He said Harei Nozer, you're stuck. You are a Nozer. Now, what is Beis Hill? So Beis Hill Sabri Kirev Shimon. Now, before we continue on with Beis Hillel, there's an obvious question over here. Why does Beis Hillel have to go, and now why does Gemara have to find yet another Tana for Beis Hillel to hang his hat on? No. He holds like Reb Shimon. The Gemara could just, for sure, Beis Hillel holds the Tana, Reb Shimon the Tana. Absolutely. Why can the Gemara just go back to what it said before? Exactly. What did the Gemara said that it's a neder upischa iman. The only reason why Beis Shammai was not happy with that because he holds ain't sheila behegdish. Right. But what does Beis Hillel hold? Yay sheila behegdish. So what do you have to do and invent now brand new pshata? It's a beautiful pshat that we had before. Neder upischa iman. Yeah. Anyway, this is not my kasha. Toisus asks this kasha. The other Rishayim Multa asks the kasha. Toisus gives a beautiful pshat. Toisus says vis-a-vis the naziris, you're 100% right. The reason why he's not a nozir according to Beis Hillel is because neider upischoy imay. Yeah, Rabbi Yosi, Bigmar Dvarva, and Nitvas, and neider upischoy imay, and Yeshel Behagdish. We don't need to come on to this new shot of Kripshim. What's bothering the Gemara is, okay, it's not a naziris, but why don't I say that he should become a nodur min ha-groigris u min ha-dvela? One or the other, either naziris or Nadiris Nodur. Why is he goonish? After all, says, well, I'll tell you why. Because even to become a Nodur, he didn't use the right expression. So before we see the Toysis, on the surface, when the Gemara says that he holds like Reb Shimon, it sounds like that vis-a-vis Nazirus, he was not Misnadiv Kederach HaMisnadiv. Because if you want to become a Nozer, you just say Hareini Nozer, period. Or if you want to be expansive, Hareini Nozer Mikol Haishayosu Yegefen Hayayin, Chatzana Batzog. You wouldn't talk about Dveila Mitgroyus. So that was Shlo Yisnad Kederach HaMisnadiv. So Ketoy says, no. For that we don't need the Reb Shimon. The reason why, according to Beis Hillel, he doesn't become a nozir is because it's neidur pischoy based on Rabbi Yosi and based on the holds yeshel behegdish. The reason why we're adding this is why doesn't he become a fallback? Let him become a nodim and a gregus when a tailor. The reason is shlei yisnadu kirechem istadim. What would you do to become a nodif and gregus and tailor? You'd say kaina, you'd say hari alai mitagdos mitayens, but this is not the way you would do it. So where's this choices? If we turn to the top of the omid base. The Imtoima, you see the top line of the Toises.
Lama
Hutzrach Lima Basil Krib Shimon. Lame Basilita Maudi Amri Yeshela Behegish. I mean, that would be the normal flow of the Gemara. The reason why Beishami doesn't hold Neda Pischaimai because he holds Ain't Shela Behegish. The reason why Basil has Yah because Yeshela Behegish. Yeshla. Bisham Dakati the Basil Nihi Denozer Miyayan Loihava. Fine. Yeshela Behegish as Nishka Nozer. Of another mia lehavi min hagroiges, lachi kama kerem shimon the poita legamre shlo yisnadiv kerechaz misnadiv shimba liyo yisnadiv min hagroiges havli loymar b'loshin koinam kederechan noidrim. So this is a very nice choice as we explain the Gemara. So bottom line is we have now concluded our discussion of the Mishnah where we had the Machloikis Tanekama and Rabbi Yehuda as to what the Machloikis is between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Just to remember quickly, according to the Tanekama, Beis Shammai holds he becomes a Nozir. According to Beis Hillel, er is gunished. According to Rabbi Yehuda, even Beis Shammai holds he does not become a Nozir. But we go and ask him, what were you thinking? Hoya belibi al groigus and a oh, that's what you really wanted to do to make a neder? Fine, you become a nodur. Once again, Beis Hillel says what you said is meaningless. Lo yisnadiv kederacham isnadvim, and therefore it's zero. So Beis Hillel, sai kunit to Tanakama, sai kunit to Yehuda, these words are halachically meaningless. Zero. What is the machlokes? What is Beis Shammai hold? Kunit to Tanakama, he becomes a nozir. According to Rabbi Yehuda, if he answers the question correctly, he becomes a nodur. Zokti Gemara yetz on the Amid Beis Masis and the Loiki Haitana. We have yet another version of the Machloikis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. The Sanya Brais Reb Nosson Oimer Vosot Reb Nosson Beis Shammai Oimrim Nodur V'Nozir. We'll see what that means in a moment. Okay. Rabbi Yehuda. When Rabbi Shammai says Nodur v'Nazir, he holds Sai like Rabbi Meir and Sai like Rabbi Yehuda. What does that mean? He holds that he's a Nazir like Rabbi Meir that we had in the Amud Aleph. What did Rabbi Meir say? Ein Odom Moitzid Dvar Levatala, just like with the Erech of the Kli. He didn't mean Erech. Everybody knows no such thing as Erech. So therefore, he really meant Tmei. So therefore, the same thing is, everybody knows you can't be a Nazir min HaGregis min HaTveila. He is a Nazir. And also Rabbi Yehuda, that he becomes a Nodur. Who's the Rabbi Yehuda? That's Rabbi Yehuda of our Mishnah, the safe of the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda holds that if we ask the person, what did you have in mind? I had in mind to have, to eat, to make a Nader gift from a Gregers and Tveila. Nu Eibazo, he becomes a Nodur. Because that's what he had in mind. The Chor is a bissel shver that it should be both. The Chor should be one or the other. Because if he's taka a Nozir, because the mayor says, that's what the person really meant, and that's what we ain't oh the moitzvah of Atala. No, he's a Nazir. So then, the Gregus and Zvela, he said Gregus and Zvela, it's like Erech of a Kli. You discount that, then he becomes a Nazir. Contribute, that's the other way around. You discount the Harei Alai Nazir, Harei Nazir, the Iker is when the Gregus, is that what you had in mind? Yo. No, it's a Neder. He didn't use the term Koiner, but that's what he meant. So clearly the two are mutually exclusive.
According to this approach, is his konim on figs only for 30 days, like Naziris, or is it a temporary, or is it indefinite?
The Gemara doesn't go into it. Maybe we'll go into it tomorrow. Okay. I would think it's just a temporary thing, whatever a normal Nader lifespan is. If a normal Nader is for the rest of his life, maybe it will be a...
No, because he's using the template of Nazir, which is a 30-day...
I understand the basis of your question. Okay. But could be, since over here it's talking not a Nazir, just a Nodur, maybe just a one-day thing. The Gemara doesn't explain. I guess you'd have to look in the Mepharshim to see what the... And maybe we'll have tomorrow. Okay. If you look at the Toises over here, the first full Tois, B'Shamei Savri Kira Meir, the Omer Ein Od Moitzid Val V'Atol HaLachachi Haveh Nozir, right? Mm-hmm. And now in the brackets, Ukir Yehuda, the Masis and the Omer Nodur Haver. So Lechoyer, the way Toises is learning on the surface, that he's both. He's a Nozir mita Nodur. Because since Ein Od Moitzid V'Atol, he said Nozir, it's Chanozir. But since he says he had in mind the Gregus and the Vela, he becomes another. That's a bissel schwer because it's one or the other. I mean, what did you want to do? You wanted to be a Nazir? Fine. You were not Moitzir Rav Atala. You meant Nazir. You said funny words. You're a Nazir. No. What I had in mind is the Gregus and Dvela. And that's really what I had in mind. I wanted to be Mafresh self. And I wanted to be Mavdo myself. No, so it becomes a Nazir. But both of them together. That's what's Masha from Toises both.
Pagin and Dabura.
But if you look at Teisvis, I'm not Toises, at the Rosh. Rush on the right hand side, in my Gemara it's the third line, maybe in yours it's the top line. Beishami oimim nodur vin nozir. Everybody has that?
Yeah.
Pirish. Nodur oi nozir. Not both. Im omar loy hoye believi linaziris. Ella, she yehu alai carbon, havi nodur. Like our Mishnah, like Rabbi Yehuda says in the Mishnah. If he says, I'm nozir, come on, I don't want to be a nozir. I just meant, like a koinim, not to eat kregis and avela. Then he's a nodur. V'yemloi omar klum, if he says, no, I didn't have in mind the figs, I didn't want to become a nodur, then havi nozir, then he becomes a nozir. The savik remeir, uk Rabbi Yehuda, he holds both like remeir. We start off with Rabbi Yehuda to find out, did he have in mind kregis and avela? Yo, that's what I had in mind, I meant a koinim. You're a nodur. If he says, nothing, I don't remember what I had in mind, I just said these words, what's the din? The back up, fall back approach is, like Rameir, ain't oh the moitzid v'al v'atol, if you said something, we tell him you are now automatically a nozir because you use the terms having nozir.
What's lomer klum? I mean, what did he say? Lomer klum. V'im lomer klum.
When we ask him, you see how he starts off. Im omar, we ask him, what did you have in mind?
Right.
Now, the same question we ask him, what did you have in mind? He didn't say that. Nothing. He didn't have any answer. He mums the word, or he didn't remember. He said, I don't know. What happens then? Then he becomes a nozir, because like a mayor. If you said something, your word is your bond, you automatically become impressed with something. So if he said, I really meant Nodur, then becomes an ador. If he doesn't know, then he becomes.
According to the Rashi, Taka could become a nazir.
Not a contributor, according to Reb Nosson of this Raisa. That's why the Mishnah Gemara began. Masis in the Loiki Haitana. Reb Nosson says that the Machloikis is that Beis Shammai says one or the other. In a sense, he's combining the Tanakama and Reb Yehuda. Because the Tanakama and the Mishnah said he becomes a nazir. Reb Yehuda says if he answers the questions correctly, he becomes a nadur. Says Reb Nosson, he could be either of the two. If he answers the question saying, yeah, believe me, Gregus and the Vela, then the Vela he becomes a nadur. If he says, I can't recall, I'm not sure, I don't know, then he becomes a nazir. Just like the Tanakama of our Mishnah, because Reb Meir ain't no the Moitzit Vailavata. What does Beis Hillel hold? Beis Hillel Oimrim, nadur ve'ein nazir. He becomes strictly a nadur. How does he hold? Our Gemara says, Beis Hillel savi lo k'Reb Yosi. If you think about it, it's really the Beis Hillel of this brisa, according to Reb Nosson, is really the Beis Shammai, according to Reb Yehuda of our Mishnah. Because what did Reb Yehuda say in our Mishnah? That afkish omer Beis Shammai, that he becomes a nodur. According to Beis Hillel, zero. But according to Beis Shammai, he becomes a nodur. Says this braiso, Beis Hillel Oimer becomes a nodur, the ein nozir. That's like Reb Yehuda of our Mishnah. And in fact, the Toisis is not goyris, Savi l'Reb Yosi, but he's goyris, if you continue that same Toisis that we started before, Beis Shammai Savi l'Reb Meir, yeah? So we see the Amin Nodur, who Beis Hillel Savi l'Reb Yehuda, like Reb Yehuda of our Mishnah. Nodur miyahava. Not like Reb Shimon that we said on the bottom of the Yomid, lo yisnadav kederach ha-misnadav, that it's zero, but he becomes a nadur like Reb Yehuda of our Mishnah, according to Beis Shammai. That what? We ask him, what did you have in mind? Oh, I had in mind a koinim. Right? It's a koinim, you're not allowed to eat. That's why it becomes a nadur, but not a nazir. The Lishna Achrina, the price is just like our Mishnah. Lishna Achrina, Amri l'Reb Nosson, Oimer Beishami Oimim Nodur Ve'inim Nozir. This is like Rabbi Huda Bar Mishnah. Beisil Oimim Loi Nodur Ve'inim Nozir is his Gunish Mit Gunish, zero and zero. So therefore the Lishna Achrona is just a repeat that Reb Nosson holds like Rabbi Huda of our Mishnah. Beishami says Nodur, Beisil says it's zero. Shleis Nadiv Kederach HaMisnav. Fine. And therefore Beishami is Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Huda of our Mishnah, Beisil is Rabbi Shimon on the bottom of the Omid.
So why is he not in our Mishnah? Reb Nosson seems to be saying like the Sefer of Mishnah, like Rabbi Yehuda. Why are we, this strange lesson, Masisin Loki Haitana. Reb Nosson fits into our Mishnah.
You're absolutely correct. The Masisin Loki Haitana ends with two dots on the fourth line after Sabri Lok Reb Yosi. Full stop. The Mishnah does not go like Reb Nosson. In which respect doesn't go like Reb Nosson? Because according to the Tanakhama, we said, Bishamai holds that he becomes only a nozir. Right. Rabbi Yehuda holds he becomes only a nodur if he answers the question that's what I had in mind. Right. And Nosson says he could be either of the two. It's not like the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda that it's mutually exclusive. It could be one or the other, the way the Rush is learning. According to Toys's Mashma, he could be both. But according to Rush, it could be one or the other. The Tanakhama of our Mishnah didn't entertain the idea that he could be a nodur according to Beis Shammai. He says, a nozir. Harini nozir. He's a nozir. That's it. What about all the other words? Layam maklum. Those are all Dvar Matelim. Why do I say it's Nedru Pischa Yimai? That's Beis Shammai Lishitosa. He holds Ein Shele Behegdish. Therefore, those words are Gunish Mekunish. He is a nozir. Full stop. We're done. Rabbi Yehuda said, ridiculous. Beis Shammai holds he's a nozir. Maximum he could be a nodur. If we ask him, what did you have in mind? Oh, you believe me, al hagrogis valet vela? Then he becomes a nodur, even though he didn't use the magic words of koin. So that was the Tanakhama, and that was Reb Yehuda. Tanakhama says, he's a nozir. Reb Yehuda says he could be a nodur. Reb Nosson takes both together, and he says, let's go and ask him. We'll see what he answers. He could be a nodur or a nozir. Masha enkein, gabi beisil. Clearly, Reb Nosson disagrees with our Mishnah, because both the Tanakhama and Reb Yehuda of our Mishnah say that according to Beis Hillel, he's zero, and Nishkanozer, as Nishkanoder, he's gunished. That's what Reb Yehuda said, that's what the Tanakhama said, zero. Ein Nozer, the Ein Nodur, says Reb Nosson, according to Beis Hillel, no, he is a Nodur, the Ein Nozer. Why? Because he holds like the Reb Yehuda of our Mishnah that he is a nodur, even though Shlo Yisnadim Gederach HaMisnadim. is good.
Yeah.
So that's why the Mishnah Deloiki Haitan. We understand. Now the Lishna Achrina is word for word like Rabbi Yehuda of the Mishnah, and about this we're not saying Masit Deloiki Haitan. This talk is like Rabbi Yehuda and Achanami. That according to Rabbi Yehuda, Bishami says he's a Nodur, never a Nazir. And even then, when he comes in Nodur, it's only like Rabbi Yehuda. We ask him, and he said, believe me, blah, blah. But he says, like Nodur, like Nazir, zero. Like our Mishnah, and like Rabbi Shimon, Shlo Yisnadit, Kedera Chamas Nadit. Now we start a new shtickle. This new shtickle is not totally new. We are trying to now to develop what Rabbi Shimon said. This Rabbi Shimon, Shlo Yisnadit, Kedera Chamas Nadit. And now we're bringing, again, a brand new case, an awesome, a Mishnah Mesechus Menachos. First day on the Mishnah, Oy mahari alay mincha, lahavi min hasi oyrin, oy yoy yoy. If a person says hari alay mincha, we all know that means automatically he has to bring from chitim. We also know that he has to bring from solus. We also know that he has to bring along shemen ulevoina. We also know that the minimum shear is an isorain. This person unfortunately goofed in what he said in a number of halachas. Halacha number one is, you said a mincha from Sa'irim. Can you bring a carbon mincha min Sa'irim v'nedava?
No.
No such thing. However, why did this person think that you could bring such a mincha? Because we do find two minochis min Sa'irim. Not a minchas nedava, but a minchas chayva. Which minchas chayva do we find min Sa'irim? Okay. Aymer is number one. And number two.
A carbon over your rate for a dali dallas. I'm sorry. Sota.
Soita is the second one. No problem, everything is fine. You have Soita as well as the Gabi, the carbon oimer. Okay, so those are the two. So this person who was Ashtikl ben Toira, he knew that there is this concept of bringing mincha min ha-soirim. He wanted to do something different, or maybe he wanted to have it cheaper. I assume that soirim is cheaper than
Machal
Behema. And therefore he figured, I'll bring a cheap mincha. It won't cost me $100, it'll cost me $50. I'm in a soirim. What's the din of the Tanna Kamma? Yovi Menachitim. He has to bring Menachitim.
Kedasu Kedin.
Even though he said Menachitim, he has to bring Menachitim. He says, I'm going to go and bring a Mincha of Kemach. Do we ever find a Mincha of Kemach? Once again, only by the Soita. There you go and find the Kemach. But normally a regular one, you have to have Soilus. The difference between Soilus and Kemach is very rudimentary type of kemach, and soilus means that it's been
put high fiber.
It's been sifted numerous times through the sieve.
Omer is sifted many times, but the sota is not. It's a kemach. It's rough.
Gerish, yeah, Gerish.
Yeah, okay.
Kemach is high fiber.
High fiber.
The old days.
Exactly. Because old days, you don't take out all the impurities.
Fiber wasn't
a yichus. On the contrary. 100%. The suman. But the soil, this means that it's been refined many times around through the sieve and filtered and gone to mass. Good. But the soil is the soil is, and he brought kemach. What do you do in such a case? He said, kemach, you'll be soil. He says, I'm going to go and bring a karb mincha shloi b'shem levoina. If you had a b'shem levoina, you have to bring shem levoina. Whether you like it or not, you got to bring shem levoina. I'm going to bring a chatzi yisorin, yovi yisorin. Yovi yisorin sholim. If he says, I'm going to bring yisorin mechza, yovi shnayim. You don't bring half yisorin, he brings two. So, says the Tanna Kamma.
He doesn't have to bring.
I'm sorry, Nachum.
Two is not mechuyil.
He said yisorin mechza. There's no one and a half. It's either one or two.
But you are bar toysim, because it has yes to...
This is kabal toysim.
It's mechuyil to bring a yisorin.
Exactly.
The Gemara here is taking to what is exclusive b'chayev. Here, we are moisif.
Can I talk to you for a chemish?
Kosher for Jewish.
It makes no sense.
Here, we are moisif half an isorin.
Yeah.
Before,
you can bring up
the Gemara. How different is that from saying I'm a nazir for a day? It's 30 days. Mm-hmm. If you do something, you're using the formula to chazal dictate. That's it. A nazir for a day.
Formula is
a sorrow. Exactly. So you need to be sorrow up to 60. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Exactly. You can bring even 60 Israel. You can bring even more, but it has to be two different kalim.
Yeah.
You can do as much as you want.
Yeah.
But you can't have half. It's kind of half. No fractions. So that's why it doesn't work. Okay, let's see. Asiris or eifak here when parches nasoi. The heaviest carbona oleha asiris or eifak kemach soirim kemach and not soilis. Lo yitzak alav shemen, no shemen, no levoina, ki minchas kenoi, so minchas yikor, maskeres ovein. So that's the reason why he brought kamach. He thought that just like in Parshas Nosei, you can go and bring a mincha from Sa'irim, and that it can be kamach, and without shemen levoina, I know we got the Isornin and half from, but he thought, no problem. That's why he brought Kamach, like it says, Asirus Eva Kamach, Asirus Eva is like Isornin, Kamach, and he brought a Soirim without Shemin Levoina. And we tell him, Mister, this Chas Hashem, you don't have a Soirim. No, I'm single, exactly, I don't have a wife.
Exactly, no, so you should get married, and do Kino Istira, and then bring his wife, and then he can fulfill his
Nidama. Yeah, that's a wonderful idea. Anyway, so what do we do? Says the Tanakama, automatic upgrade from Soirim to Chitim, from Kamach to Soirim, from no Shemin Levoina to yes Shemin Levoina. Like it says in the pasuk. Okay, Zayik. Yeah, it's good. You want to see it too?
Yes, thank you.
It's last pasuk in the bottom. Good. Anyway, that's the Tanakama. But now we come to Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon says, Poiter, the person can go home. He doesn't have to bring a mincha at all. Zero. Why? Shlius nadiv kedera chamis nadvin. He didn't say the right words. Had he said menachitim, bring chitim, if he would have said soyidus, bring soyidus. Once he starts using this funny formulation of soyidim and kemach, we tell him, Mr. Trainish kakop, gait zahain, don't bother us, you want to come back and bring from chitim, make a new statement, mincha menachitim. Okay, so now, let's analyze, who is the Tanakhama of the Braisa? Clearly we know, not the Braisa, the Mishnah. We clearly know who Reb Shimon is. But who's the Tanakhama of the Mishnah? Mantana, Rabbi Oimer, I'm sorry. Mantana, Dechi, Omar, Hari, Olai, Mincha, Menas, Oirim, Meven, Achitim, Armachizkia, Vimachloi, Kishnuya. It's in fact not so simple. And the Tanakhama is Beishamahi. Where do we see Beishamahi? Lav Ambi, Beishamahi, just like Beishamahi said in our Mishnah. When you said, already Nozir, Ki Omar, Mena, Gregis, Mena, Dveila, Havi, Nozir, even though he used all the wrong words. When you're supposed to become a Nozir, you don't say, Mena, Gregis, Mena, Dveila. But he said it, and it works. He used the word the wrong words. He said, in other words, it's an automatic upgrade to the correct halacha. Just like by Nazir, it's Gregis, the famous Gunish, becomes a Nazir. Here too, when he says, it's a mincha, minhachit. As what's good. Rabbi Yochanan, so therefore, it's only going according to Beis Shammai, and that's the Tanakhama of that Mishnah. Rabbi Yochanan, Omar, afilu teima debri akol. This can go even according to Beis Hill. How? Ba'oimer ilu ha'yisi yedeya she'noidrin kach l'nedar dekach elokach. Says Rabbi Yochanan, this person just made a boo-boo. The reason why in our Mishnah Beis Hill says that the person doesn't even become a nozir, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, doesn't become a nodur, because every child, every chedi yingle knows that nazirus means, like it says in Parshas Nosoi, that you're noizer min ayayin, mechatzan of the adzog, from drinking wine, from tamalameh. I mean, everybody knows that. So when a person says min a nozer, min a gorgis, min a dveila, he knows that he's saying dvorim b'teila. However, when it comes to menachas, after all, unfortunately, we don't have the Beis Hamikdash today. Hopefully, we'll have it later today. But in the meantime, we don't have it. So when's the last time a person brought a carbon mincha? No, very, very rare, a couple of thousand years ago. And if I look in the Torah, where do you bring a mincha from? Oh, I see in the same parsha as Nasoi, I see by side you can bring Menasoidim, and no, Shemun Levoina, and Kemach. So he really thought that you can bring a mincha, Menasoidim. When we bring this to his attention, oh, come on, I'm so stupid. Of course I knew that. I wasn't thinking, I'm so sorry. Ah, says Rabbi Yochanan, that even Beis Hillel could subscribe to that Mishnah be the Tanakhama. But Oimer, when we ask him, he says, Ilo yisidesh anoidin kach, le'darte kach alakach. If I would have known you can't bring from Sodom, I wouldn't. I just wanted to be cute, or I wanted to be a little bit cheaper, or whatever reason he gave for his Sodom. But if he would have realized it's an Ishtua Zazach, he never would have said Sodom, he would have said Chitim. So therefore, go even according to Beis Hillel. Good. Omer Chizkiah. Now, so we had already one machlokes between Chizkiah and Rabbi Yochanan as to who the Tanakhama of that Mishnah is. Is it only Beis Shammai? Or Rabbi Yochanan says it could even be Beis Hillel. And now we're going to have another machlokes, and we're going to be toiling one machlokes and the other, as you'll see momentarily. Omer Chizkiah, lo yishana, when does that Mishnah say that when you say, I'm bringing men hasoirim, it's automatically upgraded to chitim, and the shomen hasoirim? What happens if you would say, Hare olai mincha min ha'adashim? Adashim, of course, are lentils. Now, mind you, this swara that Chizki is saying, this would be wonderful according to Rabbi Yochanan. Because what was the swara of Rabbi Yochanan? In other words, a person had 50% knowledge. He knew that there is a concept of mincha menasa oidim, and he made a bubu, and he thought you could even be misnadev, a nadova of mincha oidim, but of course he was wrong. Now, does anybody in his right mind think that you can go and bring a mincha menadashim? No, no such thing. Where do we find mincha menadashim? No such thing. You never find mincha menadashim. So therefore, that would be l'choyre good according to Rabbi Yochanan. That Rabbi Yochanan said, the only time you say such a svara yitzvayadeya is only by s'oyrim. You don't go and say it by adashim. And then this would be very good according to Beis Hillel Takavar Mishnah, which is what Rabbi Yochanan is saying, that that Mishnah Menachos can even go according to Beis Hillel. Just like Beis Hillel says in our Mishnah, there's no such concept of a nozir min ha-groigersim in ha-dveil, and that's why it's gunished. Similarly, if he would go and say Hareini Hare Olai Mincha Minas Min Hadashim, it's also gunished. The only reason why he says Rabbi Yochanan that Mishnah in Menachos can even go according to Beis Hillel is because he said Sa'oyrim, which are so similar in concept, because we find a Mincha Minas Oyrim Bachir by Oymer and by Asoita. So you assume that you can do it Benedava. So these words L'Choira, that the Gemara is saying, would pass very nicely for Rabbi Yochanan. But instead, it's Chizkiya saying them. Frank the Gemara, like Chizkiya, I don't understand. Chizkiya would seem to be so ser minei uve. Mechti Chizkiya keman moikim l'masisi ke Beishama. He said, only goes with it. Nah, Beishama, just Beishama. Who's the Beishama? The Beishama of our Mishnah. What did it say in our Mishnah? Harengi nozer, min agroigis u min hadvela. Vo adashim, legabi mimcha, this is a nice equation. Just like nobody ever heard of Naziris from figs, nobody ever heard of a mincha from lentils. The same Beis Shammai that says in our Mishnah that if you say Harini Nozim and a Groigis and a Dvela, we're going to hold like Reb Meir. And Reb Meir says, Eino Domoit Tzedvar Levatala, and therefore he becomes a Nazir. No, so the Zalbazach Legabe, the case of the person who says, Harei Olai Mincha Min Adashim, it's Adashim to a Mincha is as far-fetched as figs are to Naziris, but say, like Reb Meir, Eino Domoit Tzedvar Levatala, he meant to bring a card Mincha, it should be an automatic Chitim. V'adashim Legami Mincha Groiz Legami Nazir Domi, V'gam Beis Shammai Haven Nazir. Chezkiya changed his mind and he says, you're right, you know what, our Mishnah does not like go like Beis Shammai after all. Why did he go and change his mind? It doesn't go according to Beis Shammai. The Mishnah in Maseches Menachos bothered him. My iria the Tony Menas Oidim listening Menas Adashim. According to me, Chezkiya, that says that Mishnah Menachos goes according to Beis Shammai, the Beis Shammai of our Mishnah. That Beis Shammai says that even though you have this far-fetched expression of Nozir Menadashim, not Menadashim, Menadvela, Menagroigas, Groigas, Menadvela, what does Beis Shammai say? It's effective Naziris. Well, the same thing should be Lagabe the Mincha Menadashim. Why is there only Menas Oirim? Ela, therefore, Konyuzai. Ela, Sova Chizkiya, Ki Ka'amri Beis Shammai Hosam, Ki Reb Yehuda. Says Chizkiya, changed my mind. That Mishnah in Mesechus Menachos is Taka Beis Shammai, Bena Beis Shammai, the Tanakama Beis Shammai, the Beis Shammai of Rabbi Yehuda. What was the Beis Shammai of Rabbi Yehuda? That Rabbi Yehuda said in our Mishnah, we go and ask this fellow, what did you have in mind? A Nazir you're not, that's for sure. You're not a Nazir. Question is, did you have in mind to go and be Noidim and a grave? Yeah. I meant to say Akoinim. Okay, then fine, you become a Nodur. Even though it's not Kederach HaMisnadvim, but that's fine, that's what Beis Shammai holds, the Libet Rabbi Yehuda, become a Nodur. No, the same thing applies over there too. That when he said, the Lashon of Min HaGroigis, I'm sorry, he said, Min Ha, not Min HaDashim, but he said, Min HaSoirim, Hare Olai Mincha Min HaSoirim, even though that's not the classic case, but we ask him, what did you have in mind? I had in mind to go and bring a Karim Mincha. Okay, you bring a Karim Mincha, just like Rabbi Yehuda says in the Mishnah. It's not a Nazir, but what did you have in mind? I had in mind to go and make a Nedim at Akoidim against Groigis and Dvelin. Shai, same thing over here. You had in mind, you want to bring a Karim Mincha, you bring a Karban Mincha.
But he said, if you ask him, he said, I want to bring a Karban Mincha from Seorim.
Yeah.
How can we, how he has, his Kavana was never to bring a Karban Mincha from Chitin. It was from Seorim.
Yeah.
So if it's, if from Seorim, how can we obligate him if it's, it's not, I understand the case of Haredi Nazir, because you're trapping, the person speaking is trapping himself into all types of formulas. But here he's saying, I only intended to bring it from barley. Mm-hmm. I never intended to bring it from wheat.
Mm-hmm.
So why are we saying he has to bring it from wheat? He didn't intend, we're asking his...
Same kasha.
Right.
He only intended making a neder from Gregus and Veil. Why do you say Haredi Nazir?
Right.
Who says Nazir is by Gregus and Veil?
Right.
But nevertheless, says Rabbi Yehuda, if we ask him and he answers, that was my intention all along, even though I spoke foolishly, but that was my intention. Shai? So then he's osrim and agroigus and advail, as if he used the correct term.
Okay.
Over here we ask him, what did you have in mind? I had in mind to go and bring a karm mincha. Did you know you can't bring a mincha mesayim? I didn't know. I didn't want to bring a karm mincha. Shai? Therefore, you just like Beis Shammai says, based on his intentions and his good heart, he intended dveila and gregus. He intended to go and bring from chitim, even though he said the wrong word, he said menasai. So therefore, Chizki has changed his mind. The Mishnah Menachos is Beis Shammai, but not Beis Shammai Aliba de Tanakama. It's Beis Shammai Aliba de Reb Yehuda. Zogti Gemara Vaita. Reb Yochanan Omer. Afilu min hadashim. Reb Yochanan says that although the Mishnah in Masechtas Menachos says, Harei olai mincha lohavi min asamoyrim, yav min achitim, it could just as well have said, Harei olai mincha lohavi min hoadashim. That's very, very strange. L'choira, this what Rabbi Yochanan is saying, this would have been good if you learned, like Chizkiah learned initially, that we're saying that it goes according to Beis Shammai of our Mishnah, that just like Beis Shammai says, even though you said Nozir, and you said Gregus and Deveila, V'loi Matzazel, like Korav Zel, Zer Kalaloyla, this is Naziris, this is Gregus and Deveila, they have nothing to do with each other. Nevertheless, Suktatanakam, according to Beis Shammai, he said, Harei Nozir becomes a Nozir. See here too, Harei Elai Mincha, he has to bring in Mincha. That Tisim in Adashim, Liyam Maklum, Mezgunish, Mekunish. That would be very good. But Rabbi Yochanan didn't say that. For Rabbi Yochanan, who di Omer ba'oimer, Ili ha'yisi ha'desh, ha'noidin kach, minidarti kach, ela kach. Now those words sound like, I know that there is a Mincha menachitim. I know there is a Mincha menasa'oidim. And I thought that just like you can have a minchas choiva se'oirem or chitim, where do you have a minchas choiva of se'oirem? Either gabi minchas se'oimer or gabi se'oiter. So I assumed mincha. If I would have known she'ein noid v'nelekach, I wouldn't have said se'oirem, I would have said chitim. That's very, very good. But nobody thinks that you can go and bring a mincha and adashim. You don't bring a minchas adashim nishva oimer and nishva se'oiter and nishva gunish. So it doesn't pass through. So what's going on? So that's why I said each one of them would be beautiful if it was the other way around. According to Chizkiah, he should have been the one that said that the same thing applies even to Adashim, just like he held Beis Shammai, Gregus and Vela, here's Adashim, and it would be much better that you have Rabbi Yochanan should say Faker. No, Adashim Zechanish. Why? Because it has to be Keder HaMesnavim. You don't go and bring from Soyrim, you don't bring from Adashim, you only bring from Chitim, and there is a case of bringing a Soyrim, and he made a mistake. Iliyasiyadeh. But that's not what it says in the Gemara. So now, what are we going to do with Rabbi Yochanan? How does Rabbi Yochanan say, Afil min Adashim, you upgraded to Chitim? There's no such svar of Iliyasiyadeh, nor Kach, Elekach. Everything more, you're 100% right. Rabbi Yochanan is not talking Alibi Deshitos Soy. Rather, he's addressing Chizkiah. The Dvarim of Chizkiah who diakamer. At my time of Kohanes Bach, Zuntai, why did you go and change your mind from the original pshat that you said it goes through according to Beis Shammai, Alibi de Tanakama, and you switched it and said, no, it goes according to Beis Shammai, Alibi de Rabbi Yehuda, Mishum Loiktoni Menadashim, because you were concerned, if it's the Tanakama's Beis Shammai, just like Gregus and the Veil by Naziris, so Adashim by Mincha. Why didn't say Adashim? And that's why you changed your mind. Says Rabbi Yochanan, Chizkiah, you didn't have to change your mind. Dimalemi Boyekama. You're thinking that Adashim is a much greater Chidush than Tzoyrim, and that's why doesn't it say Adashim? It's the other way around. Tzoyrim is a greater Chidush than Adashim. Really? How?
Yeah.
You know what happened over here? He originally said, Harei Elai Mincha. And then, after he said the word mincha, I don't have, I was going to bring a mincha today, I don't have time today. I don't have time for the next week, it's too busy. And I know chitim soyim, it's very hard to get hold of now, and it's the prices are going up, skyrocketing, just like the price of eggs goes from 99 cents a dozen to $5.99 a dozen in 3 weeks. I can't afford it. So you know what? As he was saying, Erlai mincha, he immediately caught himself, like the Gemara said in the Amud Aleph, Nidrei Upischa Imai, and immediately changed his mind, V'tofes, and he said, I want to bring him in Adashim. Because Mehdu Dehadabe, he's changing his mind, Toich de Dibur, in Adashim, V'tofes Lashem Rishon, we chap on the first Lashem that he said, Harei Olai Mincha, and you're stuck with the Mincha. That's by the case of the Adashim. Eleki Omer Menas Oirim, Vadi Dehachik Omer. When he says Oirim, what I am going to assume he had in his mind is, if Sa'oyrim works like it works for an Oymer, or then I'm very happy. I want a Taka to be Sa'oyrim, because after all, that's what Torah says, he can be Sa'oyrim. Eloi, if you can tell me there's no such concept of Minas Sa'oyrim by a Minchas Nedova, only by those two Menaches, then Loi. And because Kamashal and the Maisi Menach, the Loi Loi. If there is no such concept of a minchas nedava minas ha'oyrim, I might have thought that the halach is then it's zero. He doesn't bring anything. When you're saying min hadashim, it's clear that he's trying to have charat.
It's so far off that it's so far off.
He must be regretting what he said.
Right.
And therefore it undermines it, and that's why we say tafas lashon rishon. That's the halach. But I might have thought that when he says minas ha'oyrim, if we tell him that there is no such thing as a minchas nedava, then it's off. I'm not interested. I only meant that it's going to be a minchas, because like a minchas, if you're going to tell me that a minchas doesn't work, then lie. That wasn't my kavana. My kavana was taka a mincha minchas. So therefore, if that's the case, that's the chiddush kamash malon, that even in that case, when he tries to say, or when we might have thought that what he had in mind was only sa'idim, and nothing more, nothing less.
Or nothing.
Kamash, therefore, the Sa'idim is a greater Chiddush than the Adashim. And therefore, says Rabbi Yochanan to Chizkiah, Lishitascha, you didn't need to go and change your mind. You could have stayed with the original Beishami of the Mishnah, according to the Tanakhama. The only reason why you changed it, why didn't say Adashim? The Adashim is a Dov of Poshit. That it wouldn't have worked. Why not? Because he's trying to change his mind. Therefore, but I might have thought Sa'oyrim, he's saying Sa'oyrim or nothing. No, he has to bring from Chitim after all, and therefore you could have left it with the original Beis Shammai.
Wow.
Have a wonderful day, my friend.